This is Rough Riders Anthem from DMX's 1998 release, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. In his latest book, Todd Boyd writes, I would suggest that you might get a better read of what's going on in the world of black people today by listening to DMX on It's Dark and Hell is Hot than by listening to repeated broadcasts of Martin Luther King's speeches.
Niggas wanna try, niggas wanna lie, niggas wonder why, niggas wanna die. All I know is pain, all I feel is rain. How can I maintain with that on my brain? I resort to violence, my niggas move in silence. Like you don't know what I style is. New York niggas the wildest, my niggas is with it. You want it? Come and get it. Took it, then we split it. Good night, we did it.
Dr. Boyd says that hip-hop has become a new kind of mass movement. Todd Boyd teaches at the University of Southern California School of Cinema and Television. He's just published a new book, The New HNIC, The Death of Civil Rights and the Reign of Hip-Hop. He joins us from the studios of NPR West in Los Angeles. Professor Boyd, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I've got to ask you to explain the HNIC for people for whom it's not immediately apparent.
Okay. It actually refers to, originally, a phrase in the 1970s, had nigger in charge. N-I-G-G-E-R for so long was considered a derogatory word. Of course, it's rooted in slavery and racism and some very odious things. But what hip-hop has done is come along and changed the meaning of that word. N-I-G-G-A, Tupac said, stands for never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. So the word, I think, now for many people is a word of affirmation.
And to be sure, you're not saying that there's no inspiration or instruction to be found in Martin Luther King, just that times have changed and there's instruction and inspiration in hip-hop now.
Certainly. I think that, you know, Martin Luther King is a historical figure. We celebrate his birthday as a holiday. So I would suggest that Martin Luther King and his politics are very specific to a certain time, and it's important for us to learn from that. But if we want to talk about the present and the future, hip-hop is much more immediate and much more relevant. We're in a moment when we can't simply look at things from that 1960s perspective and expect for it to hold up in the present day.
Let me ask you about, I guess, what you've called perhaps the most important song in the history of hip-hop, and that's The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Incredible song.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge, I'm trying not to lose my head.
That's a very powerful song.
Amazingly powerful. It's as powerful now as it was when it came out in the summer of 1982.
And looking back on it, did the message, in a sense, kind of pick up from Dr. King's rhetoric when it was stilled in 1968?
You know, I think that where the message picks up is maybe on Malcolm X. So when I hear the message, what I hear is an evolution of the Black Power movement, in which by the early 80s, the sort of dawn of the Reagan era, you had individuals, in this case in New York City, but it could be applicable throughout the country, in urban areas, who saw the plight of poor working class black people who had been displaced by America's move from an industrial economy to a service economy and then to a sort of technologically computer-based economy. And in this displacement, when Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and Melly Mel looked around, what they saw was very much like a jungle. And in the jungle, you have predator and you have prey. So when they say broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stairs, you know, they just don't care. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
I mean, it really captures life from that perspective at that time, I think, in a most compelling fashion.
And it is different from, I remember the phrase from Dr. King to the effect that we will wear you down by our capacity to suffer, famous speech he gave.
Certainly. And I think what Black Power did, what hip-hop would pick up on later, was move away from, you know, that sort of passive sense of suffering, we shall overcome. Hip-hop is political in a different way. You know, when I look at the Fortune 40 Richest Under 40, you have figures like Master P, Sean P. Diddy Combs. And to me, you know, if we're going to be honest about it, in America, it's about capitalism. It's like, you know, Barzini says in The Godfather, after all, we're not communists. And all the obstacles placed in front of young black men for them to overcome these obstacles and become wealthy and powerful and influential, to me, that's very political. And political maybe in a different sense than a march, you know, or a sit-in or a protest would be.
Let me ask you about the song One Mic.
All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. F*** all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral.
I love this idea of oneness, if you will. The connection between the artist and the art form. All I need is one mic. You know, the mic allows you to express yourself, and that's what hip-hop is about. It's about expression. It's about, you know, self-representation, self-determination even. And yes, you could say it's like a gun. A gun is power in a very direct sense. The microphone is power in a different sense, but ultimately it can be equally as devastating and have as much impact as a gun if used properly.
Mm-hmm. There's some people who will never listen to hip-hop except to get upset about it. I don't think the words are used casually. I think, in fact, they're there to lift people out of their seats.
Yes, yes. I wonder if those people who wouldn't listen to hip-hop because it uses certain language watches The Sopranos. I wonder if they, you know, go to see movies that have profanity and if they have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. The point is, hip-hop is inherently political. The language is political. It uses language, you know, like we were talking about with Nas. It uses language as a weapon, but not a weapon to violate or not a weapon to offend, but a weapon that pushes the envelope, that provokes people, makes people think.
In fact, you cite a Shakespeare verse towards the end of your book that you think discloses something about the inspiration of hip-hop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, very much like Shakespeare said, the sweetness of adversity, ugly and venomous like the toad, yet wears a precious jewel in its crown. I mean, you know, to me, that's very much what hip-hop is about. It's about coming up. It's about overcoming obstacles. Is about, you know, transforming a bad situation into a good situation. So the sweetness of adversity to me is very relevant in the world of hip hop. And I would suggest that if Shakespeare were alive today, he'd be a hip hop artist. He'd be an MC, you know, MC Shakespeare on the mic doing his thing. You know, I would say that Shakespeare is very relevant, and that sweetness of adversity is something I carry with me everywhere I go.
Professor Boyd, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Todd Boyd, who's a professor of critical studies at the University of Southern California School of Cinema and Television. His latest book is The New HNIC, The Death of Civil Rights, and The Reign of Hip-Hop. You can find more on our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.